We all remember this.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Russell Crowe's indoor garden party is here on the Gold Coast next week at Miami Marquetta. And Russell Crowe joins us right now with Flan Alley and Spider. Morning.
Good morning.
So we've got Spider, Flan Alley.
Hey, Spider, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, man.
Yeah.
Been a long time, eh?
I was going to say that. The last time was Austin, Texas.
Texas.
Yeah. When 30-odd foot of Grunt played there. And I went over, I flew over with Molly. And that was when I first met you.
Now, was that 2000 or 2001?
2000.
2000.
Yeah, because then ended up being Kiss were playing there at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah, and then, and wasn't it true, like, all your mates that went over had to take a carton of VB, because when we went through the checkout, I mean, you know, the carousel, all you saw was cartons of VB coming off.
I had one particular friend at that time who, that was his insistence. He always did that to people he made them to carry it. Nothing to do with me, but it was associated to me.
Russ, I remember in the early days when I heard about 30-odd foot of Grunt, you were saying, if you want to get to know me, the bloke, have a listen to my songs. Is it still true now? Are you still writing stuff about you?
Telling stories and distilling stories into a song, it's just a natural thing for me. It's all part of the same energy that creates characters in movies and stuff as well. So for me, there's no energy difference in that. It's all just a creative outlet, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What did a 10-year-old Russell Crowe want to do?
Exactly what I'm doing. I started acting when I was six. I did a TV series called Spy Force, just a couple of episodes with Jack Thompson in 1970. But I don't get my first film audition until I'm 25.
Uh-huh.
But I've been doing that for 19 years in order to get to that place.
Yes. If you got to the level of being able to do the world tour, pack out Wembley, etc., but it meant you couldn't ever do another movie again, would you do it?
It's a bit rough.
Tough. Yes.
Wembley versus
what about just
LA?
You know, 5,000-seater arenas and we do both?
Good compromise.
I'm willing to negotiate. The concept.
Okay.
I'm willing to negotiate.
Will you do some stuff around the Gold Coast, Russ, while you're here? Or will you get up to...
you got some favourite spots?
Well, we'll see, man. We'll probably most likely, you know, Zoom in the day before. But I just spent a month in the Gold Coast just recently. I shot a movie up there called Land of Bad with Liam Hemsworth. That's going to come out in a year or so. And that was absolutely fantastic, man. Shooting on the Gold Coast. The crews in Queensland now are just so slick, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They've been doing big productions and stuff like that, and everybody's just so on it, you know, that it was a really great experience. And, you know, nothing beats the temperature of the Gold Coast, you know, just as summer's coming on, so that was great too.
Yeah, we're talking with Russell Crowe with Flan Alley and Spider.
I was sitting once in a pub in Sydney in a beer garden down at Double Bay. I can't remember if it was the Oak or the Sheaf, whatever. I'm sitting there with my girlfriend and you walked in and my girlfriend was facing away from you. And I said to her, oh, my God, don't turn around. You'd won the Oscar for Gladiator by then and stuff. So I said to her, Em, don't turn around. But Russell Crowe just walked in and she immediately spun around and went, Russell! And God love you, you came over and you talked to her. And you actually did know her. She was an actor at the time. And you spoke for ages, actually. And I got to sit there having a quiet beer or four while you two caught up. And I went to the bathroom to break the seal after about the fourth beer. I was standing in the bathroom and you probably remember the toilet there is a metal roof. It's got a lot of echo. And I'm standing in there and I thought, I wonder if I could do his voice, you know? I think.
You thought what?
I thought, I wonder if I can do his voice, you know? Like if I can maybe speak like Russell, you know? And that's when I realised you'd had just the same number of beers as me and I was standing in a public place doing your voice. I thought, if Russell walks in right now, this is not going to play well for me.
Mate, I've done that hundreds of times myself.
Russ, thanks for putting the Gold Coast on your itinerary. We really appreciate it. We get missed out sometimes and we don't like it.
You know, we've got the really exciting stuff coming up with the Gold Coast because we've actually, you know, agreed to hold the Actor Awards, the Australian Academy Awards, yep. in the Gold Coast for the next 3 years.
That's yep. right.
So that's going to be that's just fantastic. You know, it's one of those funny things. You know, I was riding my bicycle. I'd never actually heard of HOTA. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of it. Mm. And I was riding my bicycle to the set because we were shooting some days on the race course there, you know?
Okay.
And so I was just looking at the map and I chose this path over this pedestrian bridge. And I was like looking at this thing going, this is crazy. This is beautiful. Mm. What a facility. And then the whole question came up about whether, you know, we should, you know, experiment with Queensland or move to Queensland. And I was like, man, they've been doing the groundwork. They're ready. You know, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, you know, a field of dreams thing. Build it and they will come.
Yep.
And it's like, there it is. It's a facility. It's perfect for us as a home of the arts. Then let's get into it, man, you know?
Great spot, man.
Fantastic,
absolutely.
Russ. With those words, you're going to be mayor of this place soon.
Yes.
Russ, thank you very much for joining us. We cannot wait. May 30, the gig. We're really looking forward to it. Miami Marquette is a great venue, so I'm sure all the tickets are going to be sold out if they're not already.
Cheers. Good to see you, Spider. Man, we got to sit down and catch up, eh?
Yeah, we will be there, absolutely.
Cheers. I'll see you soon. Cheers.